Oasis Noel Gallagher blasts typical fucking woke snowflake Prince Harry. By Chris Tomlinson on June 10, 2021. Oasis guitarist and singer Noel Gallagher ripped into Prince Harry this week, slamming the royal for his woke stances, telling him to shut up, and also took a swipe at Meghan, Duchess of Sussex. Gallagher, who has a long history of being outspoken, stated that Prince Harry should stop dissing his family in public and said that the Duke of Sussex should shut up. He went on to note a parallel between Prince Harry and older brother Prince William, to his own relationship with his brother Liam Gallagher, who have had many conflicts over the years, before and after the split of Oasis in 2009. Prince William. I feel that fucking Lance Payne, Gallagher told the Sun newspaper, and added, he's got a fucking younger brother shooting his fucking mouth off with shit that is just so unnecessary. I'd like to think I was always the William. According to Gallagher, the subject of Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle appeared regularly during Australian interviews for his project High Flying Birds. But Prince Harry is coming across like a typical fucking woke snowflake. Fucking asshole, Gallagher said and added, just don't be fucking dissing your family because there's no need for it. He also took a swipe at the Duchess of Sussex saying, this is what happens when you get involved with Americans. As simple as that. Last month, Prince Harry was slammed by many after his take on the United States First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of speech, religion and the press. When he stated, I've got so much I want to say about the First Amendment. I still don't understand it, but it is bonkers. Former Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage weighed in on Prince Harry's comments saying, in view of his ludicrous remark about the First Amendment, I suggest he take a new title, the Prince of Cancel Culture. He'd better watch out, though. He may well soon find himself about as popular in North America as was King George III 250 years ago, he added. Farage had previously accused the couple of wanting to bring down the British monarchy itself after a widely publicized interview the pair had with Oprah Winfrey in which they implied members of the royal family were racist but declined to identify anyone in particular. They are clearly intent on, number one, destroying the monarchy and number two, making themselves as big stars, as a big leaders, of the woke revolution in America and the rest of the world. It's a very, very sad day for this country, Farage said. Despite the publicity from the interview across the world, opinion polls in the UK revealed that both the Duke and Duchess of Sussex lost popularity among Britons in the aftermath of the Oprah interview, with their popularity falling to its lowest level ever. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.